Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Adrian LaFrance Wells, director of the Chenault Military and Aviation Museum, and Kristen Lambreth of Always Best Care Senior Services of Monroe. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks, Corey.
Thanks for being here today. And Adrian, a big holiday weekend coming up, Veterans Day, a day to thank our vets.
That's right. That's what this weekend really is all about. It's about honoring and showing appreciation to our veterans. And we're really proud to present this event to our community. We have two business owners, of course, Kristen Lambrecht and Lila Corcoran. Kristen owns Always Best Care Senior Services in Monroe. And Lila has Finding Solace Counseling. They have a real heart for veterans, and they came to us with a vision for this event to basically expand on our existing event at the museum.
Well, let's talk about, Kristen, what's going on this weekend? What is the big event that's happening?
Well, the main thing is to honor our veterans and to allow them to come out and let us thank them and offer them with resources in the community that they can access. And Always Best Care will have a stuff a Jeep. We'll have our 1968 Kaiser Jeep out there. We're going to be stuffing with shaving cream, body wash, socks, and slippers to take out to the Veterans Home on 165 after the event.
So this is a day to thank vets, and the community is invited. But it's also a day to help vets with veteran services that are available in our area. Adrian, let's talk about what's going on this weekend. Your event is when?
It is this Saturday. It is called the Delta Veterans Expo and Celebration. And we do have a Facebook page if you want to check us out. It is Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. The museum will have an open house all day starting at 9 a.m. leading up to the event. So if you want to come early, please join us. We'll have over 40 vendors there, whether they're nonprofits that give services to veterans or, you know, businesses with those freebies, because everybody loves those, you know. And then we'll also have live music. So we'll have a celebration aspect to the expo. We're even doing a patriotic kids parade where kids can come and dress up in their red, white, and blue and their camouflage. Our grand marshal this year is Mason Andrews. And of course, everyone knows that Mason Andrews just broke several records flying around the world. And he's from Louisiana, young pilot, still in school. So we're really proud to have somebody that inspiring to kids.
So music from Roses and Revolvers, 27 Delta. And I understand there's going to be some Cajun treats out there as well.
Yes. So Super One Foods, every year that we do this, they have been there. And they basically cook a feast, a Cajun feast, gumbo, boudin balls, sausage on a stick, you name it. They'll even have some cake and cookies. And that's really in honor of veterans, just to say thank you. And everyone can enjoy that food for free.
Kristen, you were telling me that there is a something called Touch a Truck. What's this all about?
So Lila's husband, Lila, the owner of Finding Solace and the main person that put this thing on along with Chenault, husband is organizing three or four military trucks that or Jeeps that are coming out that the kids can crawl around on and take pictures on and experience right there at the museum.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So a good photo op, and it's going to be a bright sunny day. Might
yes.
be a little cool. Might need a jacket, but it's going to be okay.
And that's okay, because we actually have a Christmas tree lighting to wrap everything up. Our main ceremony will be at 5:30, and we have our freedom trees, which those are five Christmas trees that represent the five branches of the military.
You're going to have to get a six for Space Force pretty
yeah.
soon.
That's true. So the Monroe, West Monroe Commission and Visitors Bureau, they provide the trees, and the ornaments on those trees are given in memory or in honor of someone who has served. So if you want your loved one to be on the trees, come and see us, and we don't charge for the ornaments, but we do encourage donations to help offset the cost.
Talk to me about the kids' parade. What time does that begin, and if you want to get your kids in the parade, what do you do?
So the lineup is at 2:30. So everyone, you know, start gathering. I would say even get there earlier if possible. Gathering at 2:30, and it will kick off at 3:00. So we'll march down Carrier Drive, which is the little side street beside the museum, and Mason will lead us in the charge.
All right, that's all going on this Saturday. Kristen is Kristen Lambrecht with Always Best Care Senior Services. Let's talk again about this stuff a Jeep thing. You want to stuff the Jeep full of supplies that our war veterans need at our war veterans home here. What kind of things do we need to bring to help you stuff that Jeep?
So Chenault's been accepting things for the last couple of weeks, so you can still bring things out today or tomorrow. And even maybe Monday of next week, because I think we're going to
we'll be
driving it
Monday,
out. Oh, you're closed Monday.
Yep.
Sorry, Adrian.
That's okay.
So today and tomorrow, bring out shaving cream, body wash, socks or slippers, and we're going to fill this military Jeep up as high as we can so we can drive it out to the nursing home, the veterans home, on 165 next week to offer up anything that the vets may need out there. So bring those four items or anything that you feel that they could, you know, use.
Pajama bottoms, sweatsuits,
sure.
Things like that. Lots of things. And fill that Jeep up this week.
Yes,
we hope so. And we'll even have free haircuts. Meraki Salon will be there with free haircuts. And Judy Bag with Kelsey Clean and Double B Farms will have baby goats out. So lots of things happening this Saturday.
A bounce house for the kids.
This event has everything, folks,
from
goats to haircuts to Jeeps to trucks and a parade.
Come out and celebrate our veterans.
If somebody wants to find out more, what's your website for the museum, and how can they find out more about the event?
ChenaultMuseum.org, or they can go to DeltaVets.org, which will redirect to our Facebook page.
That's Adrian LaFrance-Wells, Director of the Chenault Military and Aviation Museum, and Kristen Lambrecht of Always Best Care Senior Services. Again, it is the Delta Veterans Expo and Celebration this weekend in Monroe.